You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There will be, in the first few minutes of the program today, some math. And I apologize. I know that's not why you're here. But this morning's news that another 3.8 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the past week, more than 30 million since early March, obliges us to do some calculations. So, here we go. The unemployment rate before the bottom fell out of this economy was 3.5%. That went up to 4.4% in March. Next Friday morning, we get the April number, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it is almost certainly going to undershoot how many people are really out of work.
I asked several economists how high they think unemployment is right now. The average, around 20%. But the official number for April won't capture a lot of people not working because of the pandemic. Take 52-year-old Brian Forrester of Tulsa.
I finally got through to the Oklahoma Unemployment Commission. I'm kind of on hold with them right now.
Yeah, he took my call while a state worker checked on his appeal for jobless benefits. Forrester's out of work and has no income. But he wouldn't be counted as unemployed by the Labor Department because he's not actively looking for work. He had a job lined up with the Census Bureau, but it's been put on hold.
There's really not a lot of jobs out there available right now. That's what I've been doing, is basically cooling my heels.
So what's a better measure of unemployment? Bill Rogers, a former chief economist at the Labor Department, suggests the labor force participation rate.
It's the share of the civilian population that is either working or they say that they're actually searching for a job.
Rogers says a sharp decline in labor force participation will show the true scale of employment loss.
It's also capturing people who may have gotten discouraged because there aren't jobs in the world of COVID. They are concerned about if they work, they can get sick.
The Congressional Budget Office predicts labor force participation will fall to just under 60%, the lowest since the early 1970s. The hope is that as people return to work, participation will start rising again. But there are signs of unease among American workers. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick cites a recent survey.
57% are moderately to extremely concerned about their job security.
And those least likely to go back to work soon or have employers to go back to are in low-paid sectors like restaurants, hotels, nail and hair salons. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
One of the things that happens when people aren't working and shopping and spending is that state and local governments really take a hit as their tax revenues crater. Congress is actually still just talking about what they might do. The Fed has said it's willing to buy municipal bonds to make sure that market stays liquid. But really, any way you slice it, it's going to be rough. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
As far as state budgets go, April was supposed to be a pretty good month. Lucy Dedayan is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute.
About 15% of all income tax revenues in any single fiscal year is collected in the month of April.
But 35 states plus D.C. extended income tax deadlines to July 15th. So a lot of that expected revenue isn't coming for a while. Richard McGahey is an economist at the New School. He says for many states,
that means they don't know how much tax revenue they've got coming in till after their fiscal year starts, making it even harder for them to forecast revenues.
Even harder because other revenue numbers, like sales taxes, are in flux as well. Tim Ryan, a municipal bond portfolio manager at investment firm Nuveen, says some states can just take the hit.
Certain states have more rainy day funds than others, but I think many will look to the bond markets to at least provide some stopgap financing.
The municipal bond market is where towns, cities, states, and transportation systems go for cash in a pinch. Usually, investors love muni bonds, and the Federal Reserve stays on the sidelines. Now, the central bank says it will spend as much as $500 billion to stabilize the market. But not all states are jumping at the opportunity. For example, in New Mexico, Deputy State Treasurer Sam Collins knows revenues are going to take a hit.
We estimate it's going to be something in the range of $300 to $400 million that will be delayed from March, April, May, and June to July.
But he still views the Fed's program as a last resort. For now, he thinks the losses are something the state can absorb, although he says the full picture won't be clear until May. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.